HarperCollins Children's Books presents Jeanie and Teenie, Wishful Thinking by Stephen Lenton. Read by Ben Abel. Hello, listener. The last time we saw Jeanie and Teenie, they were fast asleep inside Grant's teapot. Sorry, I mean his magic lamp. Grant is rather insistent that it is absolutely, definitely not a teapot, if you remember. So, let's go with that. And this is exactly where we find them this morning. Slightly dribbly, rather windy, and very asleep. Shall we try to wake them up? Give them a shake. Shake. Or maybe turn them upside down. Shake. No joy. We'll have to shout them awake. After three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wake up, Grant and Teenie! Gosh, even that didn't work. They must be really tired. But wait, who's this? Oh, it's Teenie's owner, Tilly! Chapter 1. Where are you, Teenie? Teenie! Teenie, where are you? Tilly called. Tilly couldn't think where Teenie could be. He usually slept on her bed, so she was worried when he wasn't there. She had looked everywhere for him upstairs, so now she was searching downstairs. She looked in the cupboards, the drawers, around the living room, even in the toilet. But Teenie was nowhere to be seen. Tilly started to cry. She had only just found Teenie after Grant had rescued him from the scary Lavinia Lavender, and already she had lost him again. Then she heard an odd noise. What was that? Who's there? It sounded like it was coming from the teapot, but it couldn't be. She picked it up and looked down the spout, but it was too dark to see anything. So she lifted the lid and gasped. The gasp woke Grant and Teenie up. There, right in front of them, was a giant eyeball staring at them. Grant screamed, "Ah! It's a Cyclops!" In spite of not knowing what a Cyclops was, Teenie felt sure that it wasn't a Cyclops at all, and that it was really just his owner, Tilly. He leapt towards her, landing on her nose.
Teenie, you're tiny. And who is this?
She asked, bewildered. Grant appeared in a cloud of sparkly turquoise smoke. Poof! And hovered in front of Tilly.
I think you'd better sit down, Tilly, and I'll make you a nice cup of tea.
Grant snapped his fingers, and a cup and saucer appeared in Tilly's hands.
There's no tea in here. Just a pea?
Tilly said, puzzled.
I am Grant the Genie, and as you have just witnessed, I'm not great at magic or making wishes, which is how I got banished from Genie World by the Genie Queen, landed here on Earth, found this new lamp.
It's a teapot, started Tilly.
Don't interrupt me, please, said Grant. I found this new lamp, met Teenie, and helped him to get back home. Lots of other funny and scary stuff happened in between, but you'll have to listen to book one if you want to know everything.
Grant winked at Teenie.
I don't believe it. A real genie.
Wow,
said Tilly. Thank you so much for helping Teenie to find us. It sounds like quite an adventure.
But you must be missing Genie World.
Can we help you get home?
Tilly, who are you talking to down there? Tilly's mum called from upstairs.
Nobody, Mum. I'm just listening to the radio.
Tilly clicked the radio on and looked at the time.
Yikes! I'm going to be late for school, but I can't leave you both here.
Then Tilly noticed a letter from school on the side. It read, Bring your pet to school. Friday, 9th of July. Make sure to bring food, water and poo bags.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?